USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is unveiling plans to start reopening the economy, which President Trump says he hopes to do as soon as possible. As the coronavirus outbreak continues, the plan will call on governors to consider easing stay-at-home restrictions in phases. In a conference call with governors, the president said, "You're going to call your own shots." Don't look for a reopening of the U.S.-Canadian border anytime soon. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it will be weeks more before a loosening of border restrictions can be considered.
There will be special thought given to this relationship, but at the same time, we know that there is a significant amount of time still before we can talk about loosening such restrictions.
There are exemptions for the flow of trade and commerce. And President Trump at the White House delivering his daily coronavirus task force briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.